Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lightspeed.
Hello there and welcome to the Lightspeed Magazine Story Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Kincaid. The magazine is edited by John Joseph Adams. The issue this month is once again sponsored by our friends at Orbit Books. To learn more about them, visit orbitbooks.net. And don't forget that you can learn more about all of our subscription options at lightspeedmagazine.com/subscribe. As for the podcast, the stories in the podcast are produced by Skyboat Media, the most respected independent audio production team on the West Coast. They are headed by the Audie and Grammy Award-winning narrator Stefan Rudnicki and Gabrielle DeCure. Post-production for Lightspeed is in association with Jim Freund. You can check out Skyboat Media's website at skyboatmedia.com. And on to the story. Our first offering for the October issue is Help Fund My Robot Army by Keffi R.M. Kiraly. The story is read for you by Stefan Rudnicki. This story also coincides with a big event, as our editor John Joseph Adams is simultaneously launching a Kickstarter campaign, and that will fund an entire book of stories similar to this one. It'll be an anthology of improbable, futuristic, magical, and alternate world crowdfunding projects. Read this month's editorial for more details, or please visit johnjosephadams.com/Kickstarter. Now, about the author. Keffi R.M. Kiraly is a science fiction and fantasy writer currently living in Seattle. Although his degrees are in physics and linguistics, he spends most of his time in a basement performing molecular biology experiments for fun and profit. In 2008, he attended Clarion UCSD, where he learned that, unfortunately, rattlesnakes don't always rattle. His short fiction has appeared in publications such as Apex Magazine, Fantasy, and Escape Pod, among others. He is also an editor and slush reader for Shimmer Magazine. And that does it for this week's intro, so without further ado, let's make the jump to Lightspeed.
Help Fund My Robot Army by Keffi R.M. Kiraly. Project Goals. As late as 10 years ago, a mad scientist with a dream could expect to turn a decent profit with his lesser inventions and build enough capital to put his, or her, real plans into play. Those days are sadly over, although my father, fool that he was, claimed that they never existed. You knew him as Dr. Setaso, at least up until last year when his orca henchman, fed up with being paid in inferior tuna, turned on him. Oh, how he screamed as they tossed him around like a stringy, bony seal. But that's neither here nor there. He claimed that he and my mother were quite poor back in the day, and that it has always been difficult for new talent to get a start. Nonsense! Absolute nonsense. Why, when he was young, a handcrafted reverse aging ray might make an enterprising scientist enough money to live comfortably in an abandoned alpine castle for several years. Now such items are mass-produced by Beauty Science Incorporated for a pittance. I have been obsessed, moderately, with robots from a very young age. According to my mother,
whom you would know as Dr. Electronautia, I was accidentally left in an android servicing center overnight at the tender age of 4, and ever since that day I have been utterly uninterested in having any friends with disgusting, oozing, fleshy bodies. And why should I? Human children are squalling animals with no sense of style and no appreciation for genius. Their parents, of course, are worse. The field of robotics is full of hacks, engineers with no creative impulse, scientists who wouldn't know ambition if it hit them in the face with a laser cannon. Well, I have spent the past 20 years designing my robot army, no machine out of place, to take over the world for my own nefarious purposes. With this in mind, I am asking for $40 billion to pay for equipment, raw materials, rent for my secret lair, and a PlayStation. I have no doubt that you are wondering what I will do if, though it is not if so much as when, I surpass my initial funding goals. My stretch goals include a squad of steampunk robots, including gears, parasols, and gold inlay, a domed city to house survivors, surrounded by a moat complete with robot sharks to keep them safe, and a collection of plush versions of my most popular robot models. You may be wondering why you should fund my creation of a robot army. This is a very good question. I think that if you have this question, it shows that you are thinking about everything all wrong. Consider this. What if I am unsuccessful and the next super genius decides to make a robot army and is not so cheerful, friendly, and gracious as I am? Reward tears. $5. My heartfelt thanks. After I have taken over the world and repopulated most of it with my robotic creations, I will have your name written down somewhere. $50. You will be spared, probably. $125. You and your three closest friends will be spared, probably. $200. Radioactive cookies. I will bake them, test them on several lab rats for suitable potency, and then ship at least a dozen right to your door. Note, to save on costs, they will be shipped as media mail and may take some time to reach you. $1,000. Become a robot for a day. I will use the funds from this project to find a way to upload human intelligences. You can spend your last happy day on Earth inside the robot of your choice before I return you to your inferior body and what remains of your miserable life. $10,000. Permanent neural upload. The future looks grim for humanity's survivors. Even if enough people are willing to pledge $50 apiece that the species will survive, it will be a hard life of gardening, fending off wild animals, robot attacks, and terrible hygiene. With this reward, you will thrive in a new body. For an additional $5,000 pledge, I will even allow you to choose your design. $100,000. Co-conspirator, limited, one of one available. Together we will rule the world with iron fists, at least until I tire of you, at which point I suppose we'll end up as arch-enemies and do battle across the scarred surface of the planet. It should be fun while it lasts. In order to make our harmonious cohabitation more feasible, I have built bunk beds. Risks and challenges. Clearly, the only major risks associated with this project involve what will happen if you choose not to fund it. However, I do appreciate your concern for my well-being. In general, I have experienced very little personal damage while building robots. Occasionally, errors by my human staff have caused them to suffer from burns, radiation sickness, missing fingers, missing eyes, missing limbs, and paper cuts. I do not anticipate any aspect of this project will prove truly challenging, as I have never failed to achieve my goals. Comments. The real Duplicitous Jones about 5 minutes ago. This is going to fail the same way and for the same reasons as the clone army project that imploded a few months back. Lisbeth Flashbang about 20 minutes ago. Don't you think you should start with something smaller, Like maybe just one killer robot instead of an entire army of them? Hagfish McCarthy about one day ago. I don't understand why we had to sit through a memoir just to find out what he wants money for. Duplicitous Jones about one day ago. This is completely subverting the purpose of this website, asshole. The point of crowdfunding isn't so that the super rich can enslave the masses. It's so that people who aren't independently wealthy can fund their projects. Nobody fund this. It is a scam. Seamus Gearsworth about 2 days ago. Don't forget clocks for the steampunk robots. Updates. How will I spend the money? Update number one. I thought that this would be obvious, but apparently you people need me to spell it out for you. ROBOTARMY. New reward tiers. Update number two. I am not opposed to criticism, no matter what you brain-dead malcontents might think. As a result, I have added some new reward tiers for those of you who think that being spared is not worth $50. Oh, and won't you be sorry in a few months? The new tiers are as follows. $20. An 8x10 glossy photograph of the robot of your choice crushing the skull of your worst enemy. Unless your enemy has already pledged $50, in which case you have the option of choosing your second worst enemy. Note, if you have not also pledged $50 to be spared, I will instruct my death bots to allow at least 10 minutes for appreciation of your backer reward prior to your inevitable death. Please add $15 for international shipping. $1,500. Choose a landmark to be destroyed. Is there a building or monument that you find to be in particularly bad taste? With this reward, you will be allowed to direct one demolition. Restrictions. None of my current or future holdings are included in the list of eligible landmarks, nor is the world's largest rubber stamp, for reasons that should need no explanation. $2,000. First choice of new living quarters. Limited, 1,000 of 1,000 available. While you can potentially survive the destruction of all you hold dear for far less money, mere survival is unlikely to be any fun. At this reward tier, you will be first in line for a choice of premium living cubes within my domed city. Make your friends jealous. $5,000. Become a robot technician. While the rest of your friends and family are sitting around unemployed and bemoaning their fates, you will have a full-time job maintaining my robot army. In addition, all tiers above the $50 mark will now include the $50 reward, and I will spare your life. This is not a scam. Update number three. Apparently, the owner of this website has been receiving complaints from the populace. The complaints, as far as I can tell, based on several open letters, are simply that I am tricking innocent people into giving me money. I assure you, this is no scam. It is the best way to ensure that you will survive the next 10 years, or months, depending on how quickly I'm able to move beyond the prototype stage. Simply because you do not wish to purchase additional months or years of life does not mean that you should prevent others from doing so. It is absolutely ridiculous to claim that this is a scam. People are funding me of their own free will, and I assure you they will be satisfied with the results. I am tired of being held back by petulant whiners with no drive to achieve their own goals. I will succeed. None of you can stop me now. Please retweet. Update number four. Dear lovely backers, as you may have noticed, we are currently 4 days away from my deadline and have so far only raised a paltry $6,655. This is less than 0.00017% of my funding goal. I currently have access to your email addresses, which I can use to triangulate your location due to nefarious sciency techniques that I will not divulge in this missive. It is absolutely essential to your continued existence that you fund this project. I have released several short documents on Twitter. I urge you to retweet them, especially if you happen to know someone famous. Screw you all! Update number 5. I knew that it would be difficult to be recognized as the genius I am, but did not think that my work would be so disregarded. Clearly not one of you understands my works of staggering genius. You would rather fund an entire run of tiny kitten jacuzzis, but robots? The future? The true future? The only future of humanity? No, nothing. But I shall have the last laugh. I will build this army regardless, and when I return, oh, how you will rue the day you failed to contribute. You have not heard the last of Dr. Crashamus.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the tale. If so, and if you find the time, please go to our website at lightspeedmagazine.com and leave a comment. Just click on fiction, find this story, and then leave a comment there. Or if you'd like to help spread the word, go to iTunes, find the Lightspeed Magazine Story Podcast, and leave a review or rating there. And if you haven't already subscribed to Lightspeed Magazine, please take a moment to consider it and check out our many options at lightspeedmagazine.com/subscribe. The stories are produced by Skyboat Road Company, Inc., which is spearheaded by the Audie and Grammy Award-winning narrator Stefan Rudnicki in an association with Jim Freund. We also hope you'll check out Lightspeed Year One, a collection of audio stories from this podcast's first Hugo-nominated year. Look for it at audible.com. And that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Cheers from all of us at Lightspeed Magazine.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.